AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. An 18-year veteran of the U.S. Capitol Police Force is dead, killed in an attack in which a suspect rammed two officers with a car, rammed a barricade, and then came out with a knife. The suspect is also dead. Capitol Police Officer Billy Evans becomes the second to die in the line of duty this year. A second officer is injured. Reverend Patrick Mahoney heard the gunfire.
People were running down Capitol Hill. I was going up. I wanted to get as close as I could to offer any sort of spiritual or emotional support, and then the police evacuated me away.
No motive has been given for the attack, but police do not think it's related to terrorism. A terrorism-related arrest in New Jersey, where prosecutors say a husband and wife intent on fighting for the Islamic State group were trying to board a ship they thought would take them to Yemen. It was a sting by investigators. Travelers say that they're glad to hear the new guidance from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control, that if you've had the required COVID vaccines, you don't have to be tested and you don't have to quarantine.
Anyone that has had two shots should have much more flexibility, obviously, than those that don't.
Jack Larkin was at the airport in Oakland, but health officials are still urging restraint in travel. So is President Biden.
Too many Americans are acting as if this fight is over. It is not.
Religious sites in the Holy Land are open, but there are limits to visitors. Last year, Jerusalem was locked down for Holy Week because of the pandemic. Visitors this year can go into the Church of the Holy Sepulchre. A homicide commander with the Minneapolis Police Department today testified 9 minutes with a knee on the neck of George Floyd, who was handcuffed and prone on the ground, was
totally unnecessary.
Trial sound courtesy of Court TV. This is AP News. The United States and Iran are planning talks with other countries to return the U.S. to the nuclear deal.
This is a welcome and potentially constructive early step.
Nearly 3 years after President Trump pulled the U.S. out of the Iran nuclear deal, the new administration is making good on President Biden's promise to get back in. Negotiations are set to start Tuesday in Vienna through the other world powers remaining in the accord. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
We don't anticipate presently that there will be direct talks between the United States and Iran through the process, though we certainly remain open to them.
Psaki adds the diplomatic road ahead may be a long one.
We are very clear-eyed about the hurdles that remain.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
Officials say firefighters have stopped a wildfire from spreading in the western North Dakota tourist town of Medora. 100 residents had to evacuate. The communities at the doorstep of the Theodore Roosevelt National Park. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.